Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Mia Petway. It is time for Me Time Podcast. Yeah, it's been a little time, a little setback. You know, everybody's kind of covering up with this coronavirus. And I just want to let everybody know that you need to wash your hands. Let's repeat that after me. Wash my hands. Which, this is nothing new. We all know that we should wash our hands, right? You should. When you go out into the public, you're opening up a door. You don't know whose hands been there. You don't know what's on their hands. If they went in the bathroom, didn't wash their hands, whatever it is, you should just really be washing your hands and just being mindful. Yeah, be germophobic, but you got to be very cautious. It's not about corona, but it's about like many other things that you just can't see. Corona is just like the newest thing that's in discussion, but there are things that we just can't see. And if you took a microbiology class, which I refuse to take because I don't want to become like this really overbearing germophobic, because I'm like sometimes conscious enough at 50 years old that I'm starting to pay more attention to some things and be like, yuck. But anyway, that's not what I kind of chimed in and want to talk about. What I want to talk about is, what are you doing about your me time? You know, we constantly have to remind ourselves that we need to take time and set apart. And that doesn't mean like get on your electronics. That means like, what are you doing that's of substance? Are you reading? Are you educating yourself? Are you researching something? You know, we can get on, I find myself screen time, FaceTime, the screen time, and you know, gives you a report of how much time you spend on your product. You know, your iPhone or whatever it may be. And I can tell you sometimes I spend more time playing a game trying to zone out than actually reading something that can educate me and make me think. You know, because I feel like sometimes when I'm playing those puzzles or whatever I'm doing, I'm not really thinking. I'm just kind of doing and I'm trying to strategizing, but I'm not doing anything to kind of make my brain think. You know, read a story and imagine, you know, or hear a story and actually bring yourself into it, that actual story that you're listening to, whatever it may be, or reading, you know, whatever it may be. What is your me time to you? What are you able to set yourself apart from outside of electronics, outside of even going anywhere? Do you enjoy being home? Do you enjoy being your best friend? Do you enjoy being in your space? Do you enjoy your family? Do your family enjoy you? What does your me time look like? And all I want to tell you is this: we have to be so much more focused on what's internal instead of what's external. Home has kind of dissipated over the years where there's not that camaraderie of family, close knit. You know, in the home, because electronics have taken everybody into their own world. But you have to be so mindful as a parent. I raise my kids, but I'm still mindful of us getting together and doing things. Guaranteed, after church on Sunday, we're out. We have this thing right now that we're going to like different bakeries or donut shops. We're kind of in seek of a lemon donut for like my aunt on some days, and sometimes just to try something new. After church, you know, I used to go get a pound cake from church and they kind of stopped selling the pound cake. Not that I couldn't afford it because I swear I was putting on a pound every week that I went and got the pound cake. But now we, you know, instead of like the major brands of like Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and places like that, there are some good bakeries out there. There's some good donut shops out there. And all we want to do is like give them a shot. You know, the franchises are great and whatever, but nah, let's go try this little spot that I tried recently. A friend had recommended, and I went inside. It was not what I expected. Actually, the products were really good. I would go back again, and I'm looking forward to like this Sunday coming up to find a new spot. And then after that, we normally go out and find somewhere to eat. And I try my best to stay somewhere local. And I can really say that this past week, we went to somewhere that was right here in town. And I was kind of really happy with the restaurant, and I would definitely go back and definitely recommend it. So if you want to know where it is, I just don't want to advertise for no one in general. They only been open for maybe like 5 months, but I would definitely tell you if you just kind of say send me a message, I could send you back the name of the spot if you're in my local area, if you know where I live. And it was amazing place. The waitress, I enjoyed her conversation. Just talking to her, she was so enamored by me being out with my mom. I was out with my mom and my aunt. She was so enamored by that, and saying, you know, that's a good thing. Spend time with your mom. Your mom is everything. And I try my best. My mom is constantly like in and out the hospital or not feeling well and going through some health issues. So I try my best to spend those little moments that we can. But she was from Honduras. And she was really kind of enamored by me and my mom because that was the desire of her heart, was to be with her mom. And she's going this month to go for a few weeks to be with her mother. And it's like the simple things that we take for granted. She's one of 10. She has three girls, and she's telling them, y'all behave because I'm your mom, but I need my mom. And just listening to the heart of this young lady, and she's working, and she's coming to America for a better opportunity. She's been here 6 years. And it just is a constant reminder how much we just take for granted as Americans, as people who live in America, because sometimes we never had it hard. And we don't know the desires of people who want to come and do the right thing, and they'll do anything to make life better for not just themselves, but for their parents, for those who are back home who are not able to do it. So anyway, that was just something that having a good conversation with her and walking away saying, wow, change my perspective. You know, take that focus off of you most of the time, but sometimes you need to hear someone else's testimony or someone else's desire of their heart to make sure that you stay in tune with what you need to be doing. So that was that. So it was just once again, it's something, a place that we went to as family, and it was me and two elder women of my family. You know, you honor your queens. And we sat there and we talked and we had some Italian food, and oh my God, my plate of I forgot what I had. And my mom had some salmon, and my aunt had meatballs. I had chicken frances, something like that. It's something like that. It was so lemony. It was so good. But they brought out this marinated onions, peppers, something with olive oil, and just had it with bread. That was amazing. It was good. You know, once again, go back to the simple things of life. We sat there. I order a bottle of wine because my mom sometimes she wants to have a little bit. And a glass is, you know, after you have two glasses, you're better off just buying a bottle. So I've got to the point where just, hey, buy the bottle. And what we don't drink, we take home, right? So as we're just sitting there and we're having a conversation, it's not just a blessing to hear someone else's story, but it's a blessing to be in the midst of the elders of your family. You know, regardless of what's going on around you? So many people don't have past one or two generations or have family in general. I am blessed to tell you that we have five generations in our family. Five generations in their right mind. You know, our matriarch of our family, I mean, we have a new matriarch, but our matriarch was 93 years old who just passed last year. You knew she was the queen of our family because when she walked into the room, her existence from the family, it showed. It showed. So take time, take your me time, take your time with the elders of your family, sit down and have a conversation, including the older people in your neighborhood. Sometimes a lot of their friends have passed away, and we should be mindful to have those conversations and stop in and check on them. But oh, imagine the conversations that you can have with some of the older people on today's topics. And we always think that, you know, it looks different in our generation. Yeah, but they didn't have all the tools that we have at hand. They had to figure it out. They had to make it work. They raised their children the best way they could. They didn't have all these resources, and we have so much. And yet instead, sometimes we're still crying broke. We're still crying poor me, or whatever the case may be. It's, listen, make your me time with whoever you spend it with, make it valuable. Because if you understood the gem that it is, the precious jewel, the rare form of what that thing that you have in your hand and the ability you have, take time to spend with your older people. Because once again, that me time is not about just you. It's about what you do with others and what you allow people into your space. So what I want to tell you is that rather it's the simple cup of coffee, dinner, or even on a Sunday, because we're known for this too, is that people will come and congregate at our house and we're just all sitting around just laughing and joking and whatever the case is, rather so someone got some coffee and some donuts or we just quick fixes. You go to like BJ's, excuse me, you go to BJ's and you go get some rotisserie chicken and you can find some sides and fixings real fast and everybody's just enjoying each other. That's the sense of family and things that we have kind of missed out on. We've lost the sense of enjoying each other. Technology is ruining us. The corona, yeah, they tell you to stay inside and don't interact with people, large crowds, and all these different things. We're always going to have something that we gotta protect ourselves from. If you look at the list of things that happened over the years, Ebola and SARS, and then there's H1N1, and there was just so many. There's always something. But you know, for those who are not faith-based, you know, I get it. You know, you believe what you want to believe, but if you're a Christian and you believe in the Bible talks about phantom. It talks about the infirmities of your body. It talks about so many different things. So if clearly there was diseases back then, and if you looked in the soil that's in earth, there's just so many things in that soil that you know, once again, I'm not taking that microbiology class, but we're going to be challenged with something, rather it's in our body, in the air, the environment around us. We're going to be indulged with something. So just take the time that you have and you make it worth your while. You spend it with the people you want to spend it with. You love who you want to love. You go where you want to go. You do what you do, but understand this. Time is precious. You can't get it back. And you can either live in faith or live in fear. So whatever you're going through, what are you doing about spending time with you? Are you your best kept secret? You know, really, are you your best kept secret? How do you spend time with yourself? Do you enjoy spending time with yourself? Do you even laugh to yourself? Come on, I don't know about you, but I've had some jokes and just cracked up at myself, including the fact that when I'm talking to myself, but truthfully, I'm rationalizing out loud something that I might be struggling with. And then when I kind of give myself the real answer, like, you know, like I'm being my best friend, and be like, girl, you stupid, okay? Or you silly, or girl, you need to shut up, or you need to get over yourself. Whatever it is that you need to do, what is it that you're doing that is so satisfying for me, for you to be with others, and for you to be with yourself? We need to put down the electronics more, and we need to get back to the basic things of life. Because one thing we know for sure, we're never going to live forever. We never can get time back. And we're never going to repeat this day again. So, with that being said, I encourage you to spend time not just with yourself, but you can start there and spend time with other people. Spend time with the children of the next generation. Spend time with the elder people. Because at the end of the day, we all need human interaction. And that's real. So until next time, thank you for tuning in. This is Mia Petway, Me Time Podcast. Talk to you soon.